To be clear, just to get this out of the way before I get much further, it's rose, not pink. Maybe that's pink. This is rose. We celebrate Gaudete Sunday, literally the Sunday of joy, a joy-filled Sunday. And I think to myself, you know, the church in her wisdom does so many things well thought out. And I think, well, why of all things is it there are two Sundays out of the year where you try and get a full-grown man to dress in something that no one seems to know the color of? And I thought about it for a moment. Both of the Sundays are Sundays of rejoicing. Both of the Sundays are Sundays of joy. And I tried to think about why you would do this, but I, you know, with reflection, it became kind of clear to me, you know, sports teams often have mascots to try and get people's joy up. But they have to be dressed ridiculous before anyone identifies them as the mascot. And I wonder if there's a correlation between these two things, because I don't know what else would make me laugh more than a full-grown man trying to pull off this color from head to foot. But, you know, it's a true testament of courage to rejoice in such things. We are in Gaudete Sunday. It is the third Sunday of Advent because we're so close. We are absolutely so close to Christmas, we can almost feel it. I was reading in a couple of places, they say, we celebrate Gaudete Sunday on the third Sunday of Advent because we're halfway to Christmas. And I thought, wow, they are terrible at math. We are not halfway to Christmas. Halfway to Christmas was earlier this week. We've already passed that. We're even closer now than ever before. But we do have this celebration of Gaudete Sunday because we're even closer. Because Advent is more than half over. Because we are on this great track. We are on this great way to remind us of the wonderful joys that Christmas brings us. And I was thinking about this last night, and I kind of wrapped it up there. I talked a lot about the joy, and that seemed to be sufficient, but you know, the more I thought about it, there's something else that we need to think about. There's something more that we need to stop and consider. You see, this is Gaudete Sunday. It's the Sunday of joy. But not everyone is ready to be joyful right now. For whatever reason in our own lives, for whatever struggles, maybe we don't feel so joyful. And I thought about that last night as I was praying my breviary, because I think back to when I first entered seminary 11 years ago, and the house spiritual director was introducing us to this office of readings, this prayer that every priest and deacon will pray for the rest of his life. And he said, there are days where you read the Psalms and they are depressingly sad. And you think, gosh, I don't feel that down right now. And there will be days where the Psalms are exploding with joy. And you might think, wow, I don't feel that joy right now. And he said, bear in mind one very important fact. He said, at any given time, there will be members within the church who are sad and sorrowful. And there will be other members of the church who are rejoicing and full of joy. You may not feel the exact same way that day, but that's great. Because on those days, you can be reminded that the church is bigger than yourself. And that we can take joy in those other people's joy. And we can mourn with those who mourn, even if we ourselves do not feel in a time of mourning. And so this is a joyful Sunday. This is Gaudete Sunday. And it is a time of great joy. And I hope all of you, I do hope all of you, can share in the great joy that the church has to offer. And if you don't feel like celebrating with the church, if you don't feel that joy, I always want to point out, and I try and do this myself as best as I can, whenever a major sporting event happens, World Series, Super Bowl, whatever it is, I always want to watch just a little piece of the news. Because my team may not have won, but somebody's excited because their team won. And I want to see that. I want to see their great joy. I really do. Because it's all too easy to see other people's sorrow and kind of take pleasure in it. But to rejoice with other rejoicing people, that's a great thing. I think about that when we look at this gospel. Because Jesus addresses the people. He says, what did you go out to the desert to see? What were you looking for? Were you looking for a reed in the wind? Pretty sure we could grow that anywhere. No, you went out to the desert to see something. Hopefully you didn't go out to the desert to die, which is pretty easy to do in the desert. So you obviously went out to see something. You made the effort. You made the trip. What were you looking for? You know, if there's a major intersection accident, people pour out everywhere to see the accident. Why? What are they looking for? Ultimately, we need to stop and consider, why are we doing this? Why do we go out to see these things? You know, year in and year out, I hear about new apparitions. Our Blessed Mother appeared here, or Jesus is here, or, you know, the face of Christ is in a slice of toast. People run out to see it. And I always have to ask, what are you looking for? What are we looking for? Because I also think of the famous expression, it's always in the last place I looked. And I have to say, I guess that's true except for our salvation. Because we find our salvation, and then we continue to go out chasing after these apparitions and these visions and these images. And I have to ask, what are we looking for? Didn't we already find it? We didn't look for someone to find clothing. We went looking for a prophet. We went looking for some crazy person. Someone so crazy that they would tell us something so ridiculously amazing that would make us stop and pause and think, yeah, I'm looking for that. It's that very powerful reminder that when we seek after God, we look for him in really weird places. We look for him in just the strangest of locations. And yet he's right here. He wants to live in our hearts, and yet we go out looking for him somewhere else. Mass is offered here daily, and yet we run around to other places trying to find him. We pack stadiums full of people looking for that same kind of joy. And where is it? This is Gaudete Sunday. It is a Sunday for joy. But at the same time, I have to ask, what do you seek? And where are you seeking it? I know you're seeking it here, because you're here right now, and props you for that. I'm very excited. But do we find what we're looking for? Do we know what Christmas is? Do we truly see it as the coming of Christ, the birth of our Lord and Savior? Or are we looking for something else?